This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, okay, according to a hadith, okay, of Hakim and of Ahmad. This is a sound hadith. He says there is no Muslim that asks Allah azza wa jal with a du'a, as long as he's not sinful, as long as he's not breaking ties, except for Allah azza wa jal gives him one of three things, and then Allah azza wa jal, he explains. Okay. He explains that either the person, this is a hadith that is reported in Ahmad, like I've said, and it's also a hadith in Tirmidhi as well, a sound hadith. Okay, now the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, you will get, because we don't know our religion, we make those kind of statements that Allah Azza wa Jalla, you know, he never accepted my dua. But the hadith says, every time you make dua, you're getting one of three things. Every time I've been making dua, you've been making dua, you get one of three things. The Prophet ﷺ says in that hadith, Imma an tuhajjala lahu da'watu. Either Allah is going to give you what you ask for in this world. So whatever you ask for, Allah gave it to you, alhamdulillah. Or what Allah will do is He will store away a good amount of reward for you in the next life. A heap of reward for you in the next life. So imagine this, you made dua for something, you never got what you wanted. But Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah, when you get to the Day of Judgment, there's another hadith that explains this in Hakim. A man comes on the Day of Judgment and Allah Azza wa Jal, he calls the man over and he says to him, oh so and so, did you not used to make dua for me again and again for things for me to give to you and calamities for me to save you from those calamities? Did you not used to make dua for me for those things? And the man says, yes, O Allah. Allah says, did I not give you those things? He said, of course, O Allah. Then Allah Azza wa Jal then says to him, what about that one dua you made? You kept on asking me for that thing, but I never gave you. Do you remember that one? And the person says, yes, O Allah. Now, the man doesn't know what Allah is going to say next. Allah says, look here. And Allah shows a massive amount of reward, okay, that the person's going to get. In that hadith, the reward he's going to get in Jannah. In another hadith, he gets it on the Day of Judgment, okay? Now he sees the reward and he says, you know what he says? It's a massive amount of reward just for one dua that Allah Azza wa Jal never gave him on this earth. The man says, after looking at that reward, he says, I wish none of my du'as were accepted in the world. I wish all of them were rejected so that I could get more reward on this day, subhanallah. Now, Allah either will give you, according to that hadith I said to you in Tirmidhi and Hakim, Allah will either give you what you asked for, He's either going to give you that, or He's going to give you reward in the afterlife. Okay, alhamdulillah, you receive that. Or, number three, Allah Azza wa Jal, He's going to save you from a calamity that is similar to the calamity, similar to the dua that you made. So let's say, for example, you're asking, this is an example, okay? Let's say you're saying, oh Allah, give me that car, oh Allah, give me that car. Your eyes are focused on a particular car. Oh Allah, give me that car, oh Allah, give me that car. You see the car come, you see the car go, but the car's not yours, bro. Okay? Okay, it's just somebody else's car. Okay, you're still making dua, okay? Still making dua. Oh Allah, give me that car, oh Allah, give me that car. Allah never gives you the car. But what you don't know, in your fate that year, there is a car accident that is written for you where you're going to be in that car accident and you're going to break your leg in there, you're going to be out of work, you're going to go minus 7,000 financially in your bank balance. The car that you're asking for is approximately 7,000 as well. So what Allah Azza wa Jalla does is He says, okay, I'm not going to give you your car, but I'm going to save you from the car accident. And Allah deletes that car accident. It doesn't even occur or happen in your life. You don't even know about it. There are many things in our lives, whether it was the whole virus thing that went by us. Okay, many of us, alhamdulillah, mashallah, we're sitting here alive and well. We might have caught the virus. It might have knocked us a little bit. But you know what? We're good. We're not dead. Do you know the hadith says in Ahmad, in Tirmidhi as well, لا يرد القضاء إلا الدعاء. Nothing can avert faith. Nothing can re-change what's written for you except for dua. Dua is the only thing you do to Allah that can change your future. Change your future life from bad to good. You're doing that through your dua. You know how many things in our lives that have happened like this and we're not even aware of that? Let me give you an example from my real life. I remember I was in Bangladesh for a year in like the year 86 and 87. My father was over there. He came home and, you know, he was frustrated really at one point, but he came home and he couldn't, you know, he started telling us this real story that happened that day. He said he was waiting at a bus stop. You know, in Bangladesh bus stops, especially in the 1980s, if you know what Bangladesh bus stop was, it was like a fish market. Yeah, sorry for the pun. Right? But anyway, you're all there and everyone wants to get on this bus, right? And it's like whichever man can get to the front first, and whoever can push and shove, they get their way there. Do you guys know what I'm trying to talk about? Or have you guys never visited these countries ever? Has the age come that you guys have stopped traveling to these countries? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Yes, and then some guy will say, Amara Deuka, give it to me. We'll say, why? Because I am related to this MP because his wife, sisters, cousins, brothers, nieces, whatever, you know, something's neighbors, whatever, over the fence is me, right? So I'm related to him, so put me on this bus, right? So people will get onto this bus like this, right? My father's really frustrated because he's supposed to be in that bus. People came, shoved, got onto that bus, and he was yelling at the driver, how dare you like not take me on the bus? Anyway, the bus driver left with the people, right? And he got onto the next bus about 20 minutes or 30 minutes later. And guess what? As his bus was going past, they saw the first bus came off the road, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And those accidents are pretty bad in those countries, okay? Many people died in that bus ahead of him. Some people came out injured, some died, and the whole bus had turned over, crashed into a tree, came off the road and so on. And he came home and he said, look how Allah was so merciful that I was there at the front. I'm supposed to get on, other people come shoved in. And Allah made me not go onto this bus. You know, there are certain times in our lives, things like this happen, subhanAllah, that we could not even comprehend. When we get to the next life, we're going to find out. And from a dua that you made, you got saved. You never even realized. When you get to the next life, you will realize what actually Allah did for us. Anyway.